This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour now in the DJV Experience, the show that has a focus on you and yours, all kinds of perspectives on things. Happy to have Victoria Keelan with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls. So we have three quarters of the group. The mob mentality does not exist here. Everybody's got a different point of view. We're happy to underscore it for you to think about what you agree with, disagree with. Help yourself to us and Twitter. Keep it civil, however. I would just as soon the guy who continues to think he's funny by saying duck you to all of us. Why don't you get lost, sir? Go away. Go listen to something else if you don't like what you're listening to here. I can celebrate the people who love listening to the program, like Dolores Marucco. Let me see if I can pronounce this right. M-A-R-U-C-C-O. Marucco, Lincoln, California. How do you do, Dolores? For all of you to think about, Victoria's got some trending things that we want to share with you, and then we'll have a little conversation about them if there's something new. A lot of times what's trending is yesterday's news. Sometimes we trip into something that's new, but help yourself, Victoria.
Well, a trending item, which happens to be the number one trending item on Twitter right now, we can all get behind. It's hashtag Love Your Pet Day. And, of course, we all love our pets, no matter what shape or size they are. And so today is all about celebrating them and raising awareness for rescue animals of all shapes and sizes and breeds. So that's just always a wonderful thing. And then, of course, in the political world, Mitt Romney for Senate is still trending. So that looks like he has the president's backing now. It looks like they're maybe burying the hatchet from what they had gone through during the election and transition. And so Mitt Romney looking like pretty much he's got a lock on Senate for Utah.
Interesting how many people really think that politics is important. What's more important is how you treat your pet, how you treat your family, how you treat other human beings. Much more important than whatever's going on politically. Yeah, can we get together and agree that these things ought to change socially, or this sort of thing ought to be the approach? Yeah, but the most important focus, it would seem to me, the most beneficial, the closest in, is how you treat your family, how you treat your friends, how you treat the people that you work with, how you treat your animals, your pets. Yeah, they're becoming, for most people, family members, especially people who live by themselves. I live by myself, and I'm going to get a dog because I miss Charlotte, and it's time to move on. I know when Meredith and I went to New York, Charlotte died in April, and we went down in May. God, it's almost 3 years ago. It seems like almost yesterday, to find Millie at this kill center. We didn't go down there with the intention of finding Millie. Millie found us. But it is a perfect example of how a dog who had been abused and mistreated comes around. This is a Staffordshire dog, is now, he's two or three, so almost 5 years old now. What a great dog she is. She's just so much fun. She's got a wonderful personality, but she came around. She didn't have that personality when we found her, but she's come around to the love and the attention that Meredith has shown to her. And I quite liked her companionship. She's a good girl, and it is something that it's completely about the love and attention that you pay to these people. There has been, you've heard me say many times on the air, you never knew Charlotte, and neither of you were around when Charlotte was here. You hear Jennifer talk about how the two of us were, when she was in the studio and I was on the air, and she'd be snoring away. But she was just, her dynamic was around me all the time, and she just lent so much personality to my personality and what was going on in my life. And that sort of thing I kind of miss now more than I have, so I think it's time for me to sort of look around and find another
last night on the Hallmark Channel, the American Rescue Dog Show was the first time they've done it.
Yeah.
Just huge, a huge success, and yep. social media trending all
very
last night.
Very appropriate.
Wonderful. Yeah. They had a class, they had different very funny categories, and best in snoring was one of the categories, and they had 20 English Bulldogs from the Southern California Bulldog Rescue, and I thought that was the place that you had gone,
it
right?
It is. I have gone there, and I probably will go back there again this next month.
Well, they had 20 Bulldogs that are up for adoption, and they all competed in different categories, best underbite, which the Bulldogs are famous for.
Yes, right.
And best in
snoring. We had Charlotte operated on. We had when Charlotte was a puppy, we had her eyes fixed. Had her her teeth or her mouth sort of fixed. She had a little bit longer snout than most bulldogs, and her tail fixed so that she would not have the troubles that dogs that bulldogs have as they get a little bit older.
Mm.
When I was there last year, I found a dog, a spitting image of Charlotte. His name was Duke. And
aww.
I tried to. It wasn't quite the right time for me, but I wished I could go back and find Duke again because he was, man, what a character! And
well,
they have so
English
much
bulldogs,
personality.
They do. Oh, they really do.
Fabulous personality.
My friend has two rescue English bulldogs, and they're both really different, but they have such big personalities.
Once I get done with all of this saving the farm routine, I'm going to set aside some space. And every time I was on the Bulldog Rescue, the National Bulldog Rescue over the weekend, looking at all these dogs. I just want to grab them all up and bring them to our farm, to the place, and have somebody take care of them that will love them. That's all. You look at these dogs, and it isn't just that breed. You can look around. I belong to a couple of different sites, and I get these pictures every day of dogs, and I post a lot of stuff that frankly Meredith posts on her Facebook page. I bring it over and put it on mine because I think it's appropriate stuff to be paying attention to what these dogs are about and what they need. It's not criminal to have these dogs grown by the breeders, but it's not necessary. Although there are some instances.
Well,
my friend across the street just
puppy
got...
mills.
Oof. Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a friend of mine came into the house the other day and said, I want you to see my new dog. So I went out into his truck. And he's got this black ball of fur that is a Newfoundland. A little
oh,
puppy
they're
that's
so
like
cute.
12 years old, a big black bundle of fur. And he looked at me. I looked at his eyes, and I picked him up, and I held him in my hand. And he's looking at me, and he's licking my ears.
Sweetest.
Very, very, just a sweet, just fabulous, just a wonderful.
They had, I didn't realize it, but last night, which was one of the side effects of the American Rescue Dog Show, is that they raise so much awareness for senior adoptions, for disabled dogs. They had a whole category of little dogs with wheels. It was, and they're so fun and cute. Oh my God. But the St. Bernards, apparently, they had a whole bunch of them, and they're just our friends had one growing when
we
were growing
one.
Up.
I had two when I was growing up.
Oh, I love them. They're big sweethearts.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, you know, they're expensive puppies. They're purebred, and a lot of people return them. They take them to shelters, and when they get too big, or they drool a lot.
They were...
They drool a lot.
There's plenty of drool coming out of bulldogs, too.
That's true.
Charlotte used to sleep next to me in a pillow, wake up, and... So, the thing about the St. Bernard, and I think this has been something that has befallen a lot of breeds, they inbred them. So, the first, we had a dog named Willie Lump Lump. Willie, when I was a kid, we had two dogs. One of them was I had a dog when I was just a little tug. My father brought me home a dog named Frisky. And I was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, and I took very good care of him. And he lasted quite a long time. And then my father brought home another dog from the rescue. He spent $5 at the Animal Rescue League in Boston. And this dog lived to be like 18 and was just a character in the neighborhood. And he and his pal, Willie, who was the St. Bernard that my father got from my mother when she got sick, actually. So he was a great companion. And my stepsister was sick at the time, and she died as well as my mother. But they had the dog was their companion. And what a fabulous, just personality. I used to love taking him with me. And then we made the mistake of getting another one, and the other one wasn't at all a good dog. It was inbred from, you know, and that's what happens. They get inbred. So we had to put him to sleep because he was just not, he just was nasty.
Yeah. But a lot of the, yeah, a lot of those purebreds, like a lot of purebred golden retrievers come from puppy mills, black labs, all those breeds that are, you know, on the popular. More expensive and popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the puppy mill thing is just awful.
I don't want to be a preacher here, but in my mind, there is no reason for you to go to a puppy mill or support the stores unless they're using. There's so many great dogs. Just Google. Anywhere you find these great dogs all over the place, and they are here for a reason.
Yep.
So
but they pointed out last night on the American Rescue Dog Show, which is a great point. There are some people who just have a liking towards one specific breed.
Yeah.
If you want a purebred, if you want a purebred English Bulldog, or if you want a purebred Black Lab, there are rescues that have taken these dogs from terrible
situations.
That's
what the Orange County is. The Southern California Rescue is all about these purebred Bulldogs who are fabulous dogs. So I
there
am.
Were,
the next
yep.
couple
there
of
were greyhounds, purebred greyhounds that were in the dog show last night. They're you know those Afghan dogs that kind of look like a greyhound face with the long hair. They're very. Long you see snarf. Them at Westminster. Yeah. Mm. They're very expensive dogs, but a lot of them they've rescued from puppy mills. So you can get plenty of purebred dogs if that just happens to be what you like. But you still don't have to buy. You know, it's the hashtag adopt don't shop. You can still go and adopt them.
Tons of them. Thousands of them
it's true.
All over the country at any given moment. Let's change our, we'll shift our gears here a little bit, change our focus on something that's good for you. Those of you I've found this week to be thematically something, I don't know why I'm on this kick, but I just am, about people and how they're happy. You look around at happiness. There's a survey out this week about happiness and money. I'm going to get to the results in the next half hour, but the reason I bring it up now is because if you're not in a job which gives you pleasure, if you're not happy in your job, please do yourself, your family, a favor and look around for something better. You have good qualifications, great. If you don't, then maybe you go to school, you get more training, and then you put your resume up on one of the job boards and it'll be found by someone who is signed on to ZipRecruiter so that the jobs that are available get connected to the people who need them. That's what ZipRecruiter is all about. There are three or four of these hiring sites, but ZipRecruiter is so different because it manages to take your resume, bring it to the people who need it, give them information on you so that a lot of the work done heretofore by people who were in HR, they had to dig around, call references, that's all done by ZipRecruiter. So make sure you're taking advantage of this hiring site above and beyond whatever else is out there because it's so helpful, so much in your benefit, to your advantage. 80-some-odd% of employers post on ZipRecruiter to get the quality candidate they want in the next day. ZipRecruiter. Find out why it's been used by all these businesses of all sizes, industries of all sizes, all over the country. Find a qualified job candidate by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You'll want to use that because ZipRecruiter.com/DJV assures you will use ZipRecruiter's services free for the first time. That's it. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour, entertainment time now on the DJB show of Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Ethan Hawke is going to play inventor Nikola Tesla, the electricity pioneer for whom the car that Elon Musk has developed was named. It's a picture that will chronicle the life and times of this fellow, an inventor born in Serbia, known for designing the AC current, alternating current. You know, there's AC and there's DC. The AC system, which is the predominant electrical system used today, also known for creating the Tesla coil used in radio technology. Yeah, we wouldn't be on the air as well as we are without that coil. I forgot about that. Tesla created and developed a number of other inventions and is credited as being the pioneer in the discovery of X-ray technology. I don't agree with that. I know somebody who lived actually near me who is really the founder of X-ray technology, put it into hospitals around here. As a matter of fact, he was so close to it that he died of cancer caused by his exposure to X-ray technology. But anyway, Tesla did a lot of other things, and so Ethan Hawke is going to play that role. A quick comment on Kate Middleton's BAFTA dress. Not sure. She wore a dark green gown to the awards this past weekend. Some people are not happy. Why don't people just give it a rest? Get a damn life with
you. A lot of women felt that all the women wore black. It's part of the Time's Up movement in the UK. And they felt that it wasn't a political thing. It was a female thing. And that's why they
were disappointed. Why does everybody have to think the same? If she doesn't think it's necessary or didn't want to do it, so what? Plenty of other people wore black dresses and the message got across. What is there with people who are so damn judgmental? Your business is your business. Her business is her business. Get a life.
I agree with you. You're entitled to wear whatever you want. I think that they just revere her so much over there, and I think that was part of the problem. They felt disappointed. But here's the thing. She did actually have a black sash over the green dress.
See?
And she wore a, and she carried a black evening bag. But the reason that she didn't wear an all-black dress is because the royals are not allowed to make political statements.
So it really
wasn't her fault, but she did actually have a little nod to the movement. I think she did the right thing.
All right, there you go. 26 past the hour. Music news now. The Smashing Pumpkins are plotting a reunion tour. At least three-quarters of them are going to reunite for a tour across North America this summer. Mark's Billy Corgan, guitarist James, is it IHA or EHA?
James IHA, I believe.
Drummer Jimmy Chamberlain's first tour together since 2000. The band's bassist, Darcy Peretsky, is not going to go with them. So the tour starts on the 12th of July in Glendale, Arizona, and will wrap up in the Ford Idaho Center in Boise on September 7th. Tickets go on sale, I think, Friday of this week. So that'll be the... It coincides with the 30th anniversary of the Smashing Pumpkins formation. During the tour, they will play songs off their first five albums. And the band announced also that Shiny and Oh So Bright, this is what the name of the tour is, will be soundtrack to the group's hit Today. So are you still followers, both of you, of the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah, I like a lot of their songs. I've never seen them live, but the fact that they're doing these old original stuff, I would. Yeah.
Do it.
Uh-huh. Yep. They're only doing the first five albums, which is great.
Would you go, Kara, to see him?
I think it would depend what their set lists were like. If they were doing mostly hits, then I would go because that's really all I know from them. But if it was a lot of other stuff from the albums, I don't know if I would check it out.
Right. All right. I didn't like them because of their name. I don't know, but listen to the music. You know.
Smashing Pumpkins?
It's violent.
Oh, God.
Personified. Oh. Violent. 28 after.
In today's automotive news, according to Automotive News Europe, Ford is looking to reduce the number of passenger cars it makes. With the world moving to SUVs, sedans are becoming less popular. But Ford is keeping a lid on the exact details of where, what, when, and why the changes will take place. The Ford Fusion was scheduled to get a refresh, but that's on hold in favor of paying more attention to light trucks. The future of cars like the C-Max may be in question. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
interpretation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let's move and groove into the highways of your heart. That sounds like an old disc jockey thing, doesn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Into the highways of your heart. You're digging the Dugger on the DJV show.
Wow.
You would have gotten a blast and a half if you had been around when I was a jock. If Bob could dig out some of that old stuff, you would be hysterical listening to some of the things that...
I think he said he has some stuff from you from like the late 60s.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, so someday we'll grace... Excuse me.
Instead of Throwback Thursday being just all music, we should do Throwback Thursday and have it be you.
Yeah. I fall into that every once in a while. But remember, it's been 40 some odd years? 74 was the last time I was a jock, so it's been 43 years doing this that has brought me around to have. But you get it into your brain. It's like something else in your brain it just is there, and you automatically, when I hear the music, it's like somebody flipped a switch. Automatically, I go back to that era and have a lot of happy time. Speaking of happiness, money, and I made reference to this a few minutes ago, and I thought I'd carry through with the information. This is a huge analysis published in the journal Human Behavior, Nature Human Behavior. They use data from the Gallup poll, a survey of 1.7 million people from 164 countries around the world, to put a price on optimal emotional well-being. And that price, ladies and gentlemen, is between $60,000 and $75,000 a year. I don't know how they... That's the sweet spot for being happy, apparently. Past research on the topic has found that people, when they make about 75 grand a year, are happy. And so that may be neat if you're looking for money to help you feel positive on a day-to-day basis. The researchers found that 95,000 is ideal for life evaluation, which takes into account long-term goals, peer comparisons, and other macro-level metrics.
That so puts you in the category of owning a home, having some retirement savings. That makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
75, I think, means like you're paying your bills and you're not living paycheck to paycheck, but you're not really getting ahead.
Yeah.
And at 95, I guess that difference in 20,000, that's interesting. But yeah, that makes sense.
If you look at Western Europe, here in North America, Australia, New Zealand, East Asia, the Middle East, they had higher financial thresholds for both emotional well-being and life evaluation. But if you go to Eastern Europe, Southeast Asia, Latin America, Sub-Saharan Africa, the numbers are lower there, 35,000 in Latin America to 125,000 in Australia and New Zealand are the happiness quotients, the sweet spots, if you will.
So $35,000 buys you a pretty decent life in Latin America, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
You might be considered like well off at $35,000 a year.
Yep. Yeah. Challenging in this country to try to get by on that. That's
not in L.A., New York, or Boston, or Chicago.
See you later, alligator. All right, next up, speaking of happy, supposedly the happiest place on Earth is Disneyland, right?
According to John Stamos.
Walt Disney announcing raising of ticket prices again. They've had strong attendance. My daughter and my grandson went for the first time. I posted a couple of pictures on my own Facebook page of Miles being at Disney for the first time the other day. And it was really...
What did he think?
I'd go over it. Well, he's fascinated with anything that's new. Mm. And he wanted to go running around, going to the next place, wants to experience the next thing. And they spent the whole day there. And it was really, Megan said by the end of the day she was worn out, but it was a lot of fun. Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't want it to sound like I'm being a jerk, but because I know somebody who's there, I don't pay $119 for everybody to go there, but I talk, you know, they give to people who do this for a living certain considerations. I remember about Megan was pregnant with Miles the last time I was at Disney. She and Matthew and Meredith and I spent the day there. And it would have been, I think September of, Miles is 3 years old, so September of 2014, that may be right? Yeah, somewhere in there. And I was looking at ticket prices then, and they were like $85. They've gone up dramatically. You have to pay $129 now, fork out $129 at Disney World in Florida, $135 at Disneyland in Los Angeles. So that's more than you would pay at a high-end ski resort, for example. And if you buy an annual pass, which you hear on the radio all the time in Southern California, spots on all the radio stations, buy a year pass, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty amazing. Now, Disney also...
That went up, too. The yearly ones.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, everything's gone up.
Disney says they made
But did you see...
Yeah.
This is hilarious
lines?
To me.
But, huh? What are you, nuts?
They did this on purpose. They literally issued a statement saying that the reason they raised their prices was to shorten the lines. They're basically saying, please don't come
right.
to the people who are going to complain, oh, it's too expensive.
A genius. They came up with that PR attempt. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, anyway. So it is one of those things. I think it's very interesting. Disney has become the largest entertainment vehicle in the world. Between buying all the movie, they own Fox now, the 20th Century Fox Studios. They have all of the Star Wars stuff, the Marvel comic. All that stuff's being made by Disney companies. So it's just tremendous business there. Anyway, it is what it is, and so we move on. Speaking of entertainment, let's get to some of the sports news. Yesterday, I made a comment about Gabriela Papadakis, the French ice skater who had what was described as a wardrobe malfunction, and she apparently was very upset. She was in second place at the halfway point, and then she got embarrassed by this thing. Was there too much made of this, would you say? Only the lower part of her breast was exposed. Why the big...
Well,
so
it was more than that.
Oh, it was? Oh.
Yeah, but the problem that a lot of people are asking now, okay, so she had a halter top that came down, oh, fine. She had no choice but to continue with her routine. They're not going to ruin their Olympic chances. She did the best she could to kind of hold her top up.
Yeah.
But the problem really is that in the arena, they automatically started replaying the incident in slow motion, where it is clear and obvious. You can see her whole left boob is out of her costume, and so it just kept going on a loop. And the Olympic broadcast service provides these, well, like, that's what everyone's asking, why was that allowed? And the Olympic broadcast service actually sends feeds and video to more than 100 countries, and they sent this slow motion video to all of these people. And so she's obviously sort of devastated. She couldn't even do the press afterwards. She was embarrassed and just, you know, she couldn't stop crying. It was terrible. The whole thing was awful. But to have it be, like, it constantly replayed in slow motion, and then there's stills that hit the internet, it's awful.
Yeah. Speaking
if that happened, and a lot of people are making the argument, if that happened on network television for anything else, if a fan had jumped onto the ice with an offensive sign, you never would have seen a replay of it.
No.
But they just kept showing this poor girl's top coming off. Some perv was behind the camera, I think.
Yeah, it could be. So the embarrassing moments continued. Jamie Foxx was on an interview for one of the SportsCenter shows, and the interviewer asked him about Katie Holmes, and he didn't want to talk. He wanted to talk about a new movie or
he was there for the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
He was playing in the NBA, a celebrity All-Star game.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk about Katie.
Did you and Katie
which is weird.
Play basketball for Valentine's Day? What kind of a stupid question is that? Does she have
well, they
a
did
for basketball?
Play basketball on Valentine's Day.
Oh. I saw a picture, though. But he didn't want to talk about it. He immediately took off his headset. He got up, took his mic off, walked away from the camera.
Yeah, apparently his people tell all interviewers not to ask about Katie Holmes. I guess these people missed that memo or something. And, yeah, but I don't know. It seems like it draws more. Like, if Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx are trying not to draw attention to their relationship, walking out as soon as someone says her name seems like that draws even more attention to it.
It does seem kind of immature. I don't just say, I'm sorry, I don't want to talk about that. What's your next question? That's what I'd say if I didn't want to talk about something like that. But, All right, Victoria, Major League Baseball. The pitchers and catchers have been in camps for a week. Rest of the players are coming. And I think the first exhibition games are this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So
it could
have,
be, yeah.
I think it's moving into the focus this weekend. So Major League Baseball announcing they've imposed stricter limits on mound visits by players in an effort to keep the game moving along. The 20-second pitch clock is something they did not agree to do. They have been talking about this for a year or so, but they refused to agree. The Players Association refused to agree to the changes, signed an agreement that it will not oppose the rule on the mound, but they are not going to go along with the 20-second pitch clock. How that means that you got to wind up and be ready to pitch in 20 seconds? Is that what that means?
No, they didn't add in the clock part, which is how
long. Is that what they want to do?
Well, it was a discussion. Apparently, it was an option of they'll time you. They'll give you 20 seconds for the pitcher and catcher to have a conversation on the mound. So they're not going to do that, but they are just going to limit the number to 6 visits. So, in the effort to combat sign stealing, they are trying to also speed up the game. But a lot of the players think that it's not really going to do a whole lot. So.
Yeah.
Now you've got to use more strategy, because if you use up your 6 visits, then that's it.
Well, it's good news, because the baseball season is upon us. Spring can't be far away. 1st of April, the first games. And with that comes the seasonal warning. You know, a lot of times in the wintertime, people get worried about snow, and it starts in October. The weather forecasters say, well, we're going to have this much snow this year, and it'll be this cold, and it'll be an awful winter, and don't you wish you were dead? You know, stuff like that. So now you'll be happy to know that the first issuance of information about the hurricane season has been published. The hurricane season doesn't start till June, but people want you to know, somebody wants you to know, in disaster awareness. So more disasters. Look forward to the hurricane season this year. More disasters. More bad news. Hey! Bunch of nonsense. Okay.
So isn't that data from last year's hurricane?
What, the fact that they're... Well, they look at the last year, and then they predict use last year's... Okay, this is what happened last year. What they never tell you is how wrong they were last year in their predictions.
Right.
They just say, this is what happened last year, and this is what's going to happen this year, boys and girls. Look out. Kill yourself now rather than being killed later by a hurricane.
Well, hey, let's hope we don't have a repeat of the hurricane season from last year. Maria and Harvey and Jose, and the list went on and on.
All right, so one last focus. Another person in the news today is Susan Perez, who was caught on a cell phone video berating a flight attendant on Delta Airlines. She was seated near a baby, and she said, I don't want this baby sitting next to me, and if you don't move her, I'm going to report you because I work for the governor. Oh, really? She used to work for the governor. Now that the video went viral and the governor looked at what she said, she's now been fired. So apparently you don't use your situation, whatever your job is, to be a jerk. You take care of this because I, don't you know who I am?
Don't you know
I
who
work
I
for
am?
The governor.
I was going to say, so I shouldn't go on an airplane and say, don't you know I work with Doug Steffen?
Yeah, don't mess with
Give
me.
Give me this seat.
12 before the hour.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Between schoolwork, jobs, and extracurricular activities, teenagers lead busy lives too. Teens may have a harder time getting the sleep they need to learn and be healthy, and one culprit is the nighttime use of cell phones.
The content of what they are viewing on the cell phone might be activating or exciting. The other issue is that the light by itself, from the light from the electronic device, might suppress melatonin secretion, and melatonin rise in the bloodstream facilitates sleep onset. So, I mean, if you have light, then the melatonin gets shut down.
Pediatric neurologist Dr. Suresh Kodigal says light in the morning, however, has a positive effect.
A flood of light in the morning has a mentally activating quality to it. So I think exposure in the morning to that, exposure to sunlight, light exercise, warm shower, all of these are alerting activities and they should happen in the morning.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Now, time for our movie moments segment. It's Chuck Curry in Movie Moments. I don't have to call it a segment. Movie news, movie information, stories about the stars, what's going on, what's being written, yada, yada, yada. So, Chucker, the movie music from Rocky means something. What does it mean?
Sylvester Stallone posted a picture on Instagram day before yesterday. He's going to not direct, but write the sequel to the very popular Rocky spinoff film Creed, and obviously giving away the storyline in which Apollo, the son of Apollo Creed, will fight the son of Ivan Drago, the character that Dolph Lundgren played in Rocky IV. So it appears Stallone is going to take the series a little bit back into the soap opera phase, something he did very well with part three and part four. But this movie's going to have a lot of juice because Michael B. Jordan plays Apollo's son, and he's hot now, really hot off his successful turn as a villain in The Black Panther.
Yeah.
He's right. So good in Creed. Oh, I love that movie. I can't wait for the second one.
Really?
Oh, so, loved it.
Wait a minute. She can't wait for it. Are you going to talk about this on your... You two have a podcast that you do every week, City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria, on iTunes and Google Play and wherever you can get your podcast. So you might want to check that out. Chuck and Victoria. City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria. See if they talk about that this week.
We actually have talked about Creed, yeah.
Did you like Creed?
I thought it was good. I like Stallone for the most part anyway. I think that he reminds me, I'm going to say this is a dangerous inflection here, he reminds me a little of me in that he has never really gotten the respect that he deserved because of the work. He put in a lot of work, and he hasn't, I think, always gotten... people always discounted him as being sort of a dummy, but he's...
No one thinks you're a dummy.
No,
I'm
going to
step into your pity party here. No one thinks you're a dummy.
I'm not saying that. I'm making reference. It's on my mind at the moment, so I'm thinking about why people in business respect other people, and I think that a lot of times, especially, and Schwarzenegger's been the same thing. Schwarzenegger's been a genius with his career, whether you like his movies or not. Same thing with Stallone. Geniuses in their career, and they made the right moves at the right time most of the time, and it's paid off, but yet it's still people say, oh, well, he's not that smart, those movies aren't that good, blah, blah. How many Academy Awards has Arnold won or Stallone won? None.
Stallone has an Oscar, doesn't he?
No, Stallone did win an Oscar for, I think, screenplay for...
yeah, Rocky? Writing. Yeah.
And it won the Oscar for Best Picture 19.
Right, he was up for the supporting actor role a couple of years ago because of Creed, and he didn't get it.
And I wish he would have won that. The only difference, I think, between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, Arnold's done comedy better on film. I don't think Stallone's ever really made comedy work.
No.
He's tried, not as good. But Arnold, when he's done comedy, like movies like Kindergarten Cop or Junior, he's actually been very, very good.
Yeah. All right. Chucker's got some movie news for us right after this.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
All right, so Chucker, yes, Ethan Hawke is going to play Nikola Tesla in a picture about Tesla's life. I thought that was an interesting bit of casting. I don't look upon him as someone if you'd have put... I don't know who else, though, I would have put in there.
I tell you one thing about Ethan Hawke. He's had a long career. He's a good actor. And what changed his career, he was actually offered the role of that Will Smith got in Independence Day. Thought about it, turned it down, and his career has been in much smaller films, not really big studio blockbusters. But I think he's a talented guy and certainly can do a good job in front of the camera.
All right, what else have you got?
One other bit of news. Filming will get underway mid-year on the sequel to the hit horror film It, easily one of the most successful films of last year, both commercially and critically. I'm hoping Jessica Chastain gets cast as the older female lead in this movie.
I think she's quite accomplished and quite good-looking.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, are you really? Good.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.